said he had a nevuah, a light created Miseyet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, a light created a novi, a Malach, the way Rashi explains the Pasuk, may oil Malchus say it. Because of the oil of Malchus Edoim, of Golus Edoim, the Novi calls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Shoyme ma milaylo, Shoyme ma milel. The way Rashi explains these words is, Shoyme Yisrael. We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shoyme Yisrael. Ma milaylo, ma tehei min alaylo v'achashecho azeis. What is going to be with this long night, with this long goddess? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that the Novi screams to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoyme Yisrael, what is going to be with this night? Omer Shoyme, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shoyme of Yisrael, says to Klal Yisrael, says back to the Novi, Osa Boiker Vegat Loilo, Im Tevoyun Ba'oyu Shuvu Esoyu. Osa Boiker, it came the morning, the Gam Loila, and also the night. Rashi learns the simple pshat. Also, Baika, I have to give for Klal Yisrael Baika. And I also have to give for the Rishoyin Laila, when it'll come the right time. When, in Tevayun Boyun, if you will ask for the case, you will ask for the Yeshua, Shuvu, do Shuvu. That is the meaning, the simple meaning of this pasuk. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal used to say over from a maggid, a moshul to explain these two psukim. Rav Chaim said a moshul of a person who went on a long trip with a Baal HaGolah. And he went on to the Merkava, he went on to the wagon, and he fell asleep. And whenever he woke up, it was night. And they went for days on end. And every time this person woke up, he saw it was night. And he once asked the Baal HaGolah, how long is this night going to be? It's a very long night. Whenever I awake, whenever I see only night, I never saw the light of day. And the Baal HaGolah told him, you were sleeping. We went through many days, we stopped many times along the way by day, but you slept through all the days, and you only woke at night. That is the moshul. And the Maggid with Rav Chaim said over from said, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Klal Yisrael, Omer Shemer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Otsa Beiker. The day came already, but the Gam Loila, it became again night. What does that mean to say? That Klal Yisrael in Golos is just like in the Moshul, Klal Yisrael in Golos is in a matzev of sleep, in a matzev of tardema. We sleep, and there are times when it's also breaker. There are times when Geula has been very close to us. It was also breaker, it came the breaker of Geula, and we slept over the breaker of Geula. We didn't wake up, and when we woke up, it was Gam Laila, it was night again. What does that mean to tell us? It means to tell us very simple words in today's day and age. We are living through a tkufa in the last 2 weeks, a little bit more than 2 weeks, when Klal Yisrael is going through an eight tzara gedela. Klal Yisrael is going through a matzev of a melchama. We are chenu b'nei Yisrael, roif of Klal Yisrael, roif of achenu b'nei Yisrael, ar oimet b'tzara gedela. There is a Sinei Yisrael that are trying to say, Rachmana l'tzlam, v'loi yizoche shem Yisrael eid. There is a tkufa that they in and they out. Over 100 kasims, over 100 katushas, fall on Achenu B'nai Israel who live in northern Israel. None of us have been awoken. We sleep further. It's Asa Baker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the daylight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to wake up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us not to sleep and go on with life as usual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to change our way of life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us in the most simple terms that he could talk to a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, there is an Eitz Tzara, there is an Eitz Tzara Gizayla Admiyayit. And we have to await, we have to be awoken and know that Asa Baker, that the Geula can come. There is only one thing that the Rishonim asks of us. Imti Vayum Vayu. Do what you have to do. Be this follow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imti Vayum is a lotion of a Ratzin, a lotion of Bakasha. Open up your hearts and spill tears for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Geula should come. That we should have the Geula Shleima. And Shuvu Eitzayu. And do Shuva. And then there will come Baker. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. We are living through a terrible tkufa, and many of us don't realize what is going on. We don't realize that there are over a million of Achenu B'nai Yisrael that are living in daily fear, that have been driven from their homes. There are hundreds of thousands of Yidden that are literally in Golus, that don't have a roof over their heads, that don't have clothes, that don't have the normal living. Over 100,000 people, maybe a lot more than that, that are literally in Golus, literally many lost their houses, many lost all their belongings. Why? Because there's a sign in Israel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Rishus. Nothing less than that. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let it, it would have never happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let and gave Rishus a sign in Israel to spill daily and to rain on us daily missiles, tassims, katushas, and to talk to us and say that he has more weapons and more weapons. And even the Israeli government themselves admit that they did not know how many weapons the enemy has and how many weapons the enemy still has and to what degree they have an ability, Rahman al-Islam, to do damage. And that means that we have to listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The pasuk says, "Hey Asvu Vagida Lachem Eis Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'Achri Sayomim." Yaakov Avinu said to the Shiftei Kah, "Gather together, and I will tell you what will happen in the days before Mashiach will come, and when Mashiach will come." It says Eis Asher Yikra, which means what will happen. But it says Yikra with an aleph and not with a hey. And I heard many times from my father Zechariah Rebracha that the pshat in Pasuk is that the happenings of Achris Ayamim are not just happenings, they are a kriya, they are a call to Klal Yisrael. What happens in the world has to be learned by Klal Yisrael and has to be heard as a kriya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling us to become closer to Him, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does one become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us one way to become close to Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tefillah. Migoy Godel, in this coming week's parasha, we already heard this psukim today by Mincha. Migoy Godel Ashaloi Elikim Kerovim Elof, Kashem Elikeinu B'chol Kareinu Elof. The Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael is a great Godel. Klal Yisrael is a great nation. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to them. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu close to them? B'chol Kareinu Elof. When we call on Him, When we call on him in tefillah, when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Klal Yisrael should be mispalel. Klal Yisrael should daven to him. Klal Yisrael should be able to know what koyach tefillah has and what it means to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these days, Befrat, when Klal Yisrael is in such an eis tzara, when Klal Yisrael is in an eis tzara, it's the time for us to be mispalel. We know from Tzadikei HaDeiros that Klal Yisrael is not to be oisek in being mechashvei kitzim. Klal Yisrael is not to be oisek in knowing to make cheshbonos what year Mashiach will come and when Mashiach will come. Klal Yisrael has to live with a simple emunah of a hakelei b'chol yom sheyovei. We have to wait for him every single day, and not only every single day. We say in davening kilu shiotcha kivinu kol hayom. Not once a day do we wait for a Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not kol hayom. Every single minute of the day, we have to be in a matzav of a chakelei that we are waiting for the Geula Shleima. But Chazal wrote a Mishnah in the Sechtes Seite, where Chazal told us the simonim of Itvus the Mashiach. What is the reason that Chazal told us the simonim of Itvus and Mashiach? For what do we have to know the simonim of Itvus and Mashiach? The Chazal end of the Mishnah. If they write all the simonim of Itvus and Mashiach, Chazal tell us, then what will be in Itvus and Mashiach? There will be nobody for us to have any hope to. Except Avinu Shemayim. Eilonu Amili Shoyen, O Amili Shoyen, Al Avinu Shemayim. What is the Kavona of this Mishnah? First of all, everybody should learn the Mishnah and see that the Mishnah talks in simple terms that what will happen in Itvus in the Mashiach? Ha'golil Yecharez. The northern part of Eretz Yisrael will become Chorez. It says in the Mishnah further, what will happen when the Golul Yecharez? People will go into Golus and nobody will have Rachmanis on them. How many children are there in Eretz Yisrael that don't have a yeshiva to go to because nobody wants to take them in? It's mamish what it says in the Mishnah. Exactly what it says in the Mishnah, what will happen if you see the Mashiach. Why did the Mishnah tell it to us? Because the Mishnah wants us to know that when it comes Itvus in the Mashiach, what do we have to do? We have to go to Avinu Shebishamayim. Always we have to go to Avinu Shebishamayim. A little child asked me last week, he doesn't understand the Mishnah. Every single day is Eilon Rishayim. We have nobody to have hope to. We have nobody to rely on except Avinu Shebishamayim. So what does the Mishnah tell us? That in Itvus in the Mashiach, we will only be able to rely on Avinu Shebishamayim. It must be that the Mishnah has some kind of meaning. And maybe the Mishnah wants to be Meramazot, a very simple thing. There are many Lishonos to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Lashon of Avinu Shebishamayim is not a common Lashon used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a common Lashon, it's used twice or three times in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah use here the Lashon of Eilon Lishoin, Ami Lishoin, Al Avinu Shebishamayim? What is the reason that the Mishnah uses this Lashon? And I think that the Mishnah wants to be Meramis what our Avodah is in Ikris of the Mashiach. Our Avodah in Ikris of the Mashiach is that we should have an Avinu Shebishamayim. Ha'ov has a ben. Ha'ov is there of when children are children. If there are no children, there is no Avinu Shebishamayim. Klal Yisrael has a tafkid in Itvus to the Mashiach to become Bonim Atem Lashem Elekeitem, to act like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's children. And then we have an Avinu Shebishamayim. If we are not acting like Bonim Lashem Elekeitem, then we don't have Avinu Shebishamayim. Then we have Elekeinu Shebishamayim. We have an Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that Hashdochom Yuchedet on Klal Yisrael. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Miyachet Shmai Aleinu, with the special name that he is Avinu Shebishamayim. Kaviyochol Emiyuchedike Hashdochom, like an Hashdochom of Av Libnoi. That depends on how we live. If we live like Bonim Lashem Elekeichem. What means living like Bonim Lashem Elekeichem? Living like Bonim Lashem Elekeichem means to strive to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. To live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to live a life void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Many of us make a very simple mistake. Many of us think that steiging, growing in Yiddishkeit, belongs only for men. That is a sheker muchlot. Growing in Yiddishkeit is for every Ben and Bas Yisrael included. Every single person is mechuyev to grow in Yiddishkeit. To grow and grow and grow and grow. That is our tafkid in our life. It is not something that's left only for men. It is something that's mechuyev on every single member in Klal Yisrael. It is mechuyev to grow and to grow in Yiddishkeit. And we have to change our direction. Our direction not to become shvachar in Yiddishkeit. No, we have to change our direction to grow in Yiddishkeit. To bring more of our Kodesh Baruch Hu into our lives, to see more the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, to think more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is our tafkid. We have to realize whatever happens to us, we have to attribute it. We don't know reasons. We live in interest of the Mashiach when there's a great Hester upon him. Nobody could tell us why something happens. But we have to realize that when something happens, whatever something happens, there is only one place to point the finger. The only reason something happens is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to start remembering in all of our life, in all of everything that happens to us, in all of our ways of life, to bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, to live with a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we will feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll be able to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One cannot be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when one does not feel a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one's life is not the center point HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one's life does not turn around, the axis of his life is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One has to bring back HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the center point of his life, and everything that happens turns around one nekuda, the nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is our Aveda. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us in very simple terms. Nobody has the right to think that the Tzara is very, very far away and it's not Negeya of. We have to live as brothers one to another. I heard Friday from a younger man that when he was a bocher, he told over my father Zichron Levracha a word, pshat in a pasuk. And my father Zichron repeated this pshat b'shmei. A meridiki pshat. It says, Vayachedu ish alachis. Why does it say Vayachedu ish alachis? Because a person for himself can live with bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Tzara, a person has all the right, and a person not only has the right, now if he's a Mahamadrega, he's mechuyev to live like that, with bitachon, without fear, living an elevated dedicated life close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not fearing anything. But that is only for oneself. When it comes to Achenu B'nai Yisrael, then it's Vayesredu Ishalachet. Then we have to have a charada. We have to have a fear one for another. No matter how far away a tzara is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Shabbos a very good reminder that America is not a safe haven for us. Because in this Shabbos, a guy went into a besmedrish and opened fire Friday night in the middle of davening on a besmedrish, Rahman al-Islam, in Seattle, Washington. Meaning to tell us, don't think that America is a safe haven. Klal Yisrael, that island that the world hates, and we are in Tzara. We are in an eighth Tzara, and we have to become closer to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to feel that we are in eighth Tzara, and we have to feel that we are suffering all of Klal Yisrael together, and our HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come closer to Him, to elevate our lives, to separate ourselves from the Havlei HaOlam. Nobody can tell us what we have to do. But I think that it's very simple to say that we cannot live the exact same life that we lived 2 weeks ago. I think that every camp, every place where there's activities, 10 minutes, 20 minutes should be taken off a day to say tilim, to learn, to remember that we are living in an eighth tzara. We are not living in a normal tkufa. We have to be mishtatif b'tzara shel Yisrael. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, in the First World War, when millions of people were uprooted from their houses, Rav Chaim never slept in a bed because there are yidden that aren't sleeping in a bed. That's called mishtatif b'tzara shel Yisrael. We are not in such a madrega, but to give away 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, to take off from our regular routine, to remember Achenu B'nai Israel, that surely can be asked of the littlest of people, that surely can be asked of every single person in Klal Yisrael, to do something for Klal Yisrael, to do something for Achenu B'nai Israel, and to do something for himself, because we have to do for ourselves. To be able to pile the Amstik Yeshua in Tavoyim and Boyum, to be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the cakes, to be mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Amstik Yeshua. We cannot only ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be able to be saved from the Tzara that's happening now. The time has come for us to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the 9 days that we wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring back the Mishamigdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the ultimate Geula, not only Yeshua Ketana from this Tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, like the Rashi says, into volume, volume, to ask for the cakes, and we do tshuva, to change our way of life somewhat, to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very hard to tell people to make a U-turn and change their whole life. But to start to change, to start to become closer to Hashem, to start to elevate themselves, to make one hakarava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do something to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to become closer, to do something to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu more into our lives, to realize that we have to separate ourselves from the Goyish world more. That is what we have to do in this time. This week, especially, when it's the week when Tisha B'Av, the week when we have to remind ourselves of Churban Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little bit a siyua. Lately, Klal Yisrael does not know what it means to cry over the Churban. It's so far from our minds. We are so far from such a thing called the Beis HaMikdash that it's hard for us to cry that we are missing a Beis HaMikdash. The Heilige Chidushim said, The Mechaber says, Roy l'chol yirei shamayim liyot meitzer v'doyik achuvim beit hamikdash. It's roy for every yirei shamayim to cry, to have tzar, and to worry about achuvim beit hamikdash. And the Chiddush HaRim asked, only yirei shamayim, every yid has to cry over achuvim beit hamikdash. And the Chiddush HaRim answered something that the world does not understand exactly the meaning of what he answered. He answered, if you're not a Yirei Shamayim, then you don't have to cry on Churban Beit HaMikdash, you have to cry on your own Churban. Meaning, the Chiddush HaRim said something, a very deep meaning. He means to say that somebody that's not a Yirei Shamayim, that his own life is not the way it should be, cannot cry on Churban Beit HaMikdash, because he doesn't know on what to cry. He doesn't understand on what to cry. He has no comprehension what a Beit HaMikdash is, that he should be able to sit down on the floor and cry on Churban Beit HaMikdash. Chazal didn't want that we should do something that we have no shaychus to. Chazal didn't want that we should sit down and cry and not mean what we are doing. Chazal wanted we should understand what means Churban Beit HaMikdash. And the Chiddush HaRim tells us that when one does not understand what it means Churban Beit HaMikdash, then a kolchach is missing in his own life his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he can connect with the Beit HaMikdash. So if so, he has what to cry about. He could cry, why am I so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it that I cannot pick myself up? Why is it that I cannot separate myself from Havlei Olam Hazeh and become closer and live a more spiritual life, live more a life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life? And if I don't, then why can't I sit down and cry about that? That my life is so in shadows that I cannot bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into my life. That is what the meaning of the Chiddush HaRim's verse is. And when it comes to 9 days, and we start thinking that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Masre, is Shechina B'Seichenu, that we don't have the Chaylis, we don't have the ability to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Beit HaMikdash, we should be able to sit down and cry. Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu live in between us? Why don't we have a Beit HaMikdash? But we are too far-fetched from it. We don't understand what it means. So what then do we have to do? We have to cry why our own batim, why our own lives are lacking Shechina HaKadosha. Why are they lacking the Ruach of Torah? Why are they lacking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the center point of our life? That's what we have to cry about. And if we will cry about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer our tears. There is an avtocha that when a person cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tears do not go unanswered. And we can all cry about it. If we have what to cry about, we surely have what to cry about, that we feel that our lives are so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our lives are so far from feeling what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. And on that, we surely can sit down on the ground on Tisha B'Av and cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why our lives are so void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why do we feel such a rikuk from Yiddishkeit? Why don't we feel the warmth of Yiddishkeit like we should? Why don't we feel a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what we have to sit down and cry about on Tisha B'Av. And we will cry about that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us and bring us back to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we will be able to start to cry on Churban Beit HaMikdash. And then we'll be able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Emissary Yeshua. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Emissary Yeshua, like the Avtocha, in Tevayun Boyun. If you will ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Bakasha. It's just that we are not asking. Why aren't we asking? Because we don't feel the need so strong. Why don't we feel the need so strong? Because we're missing our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bechlal in our lives. And that's what this week's Aveide is, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be miscalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become close to us again, and we should be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. Eicha Stas, Eicha Yoshua Bodav Ha'ir, Eicha Yoshua Bodav Ha'ir is Rosh Tevis Eva. That's what it says in Megala Amukis. And the Megala Amukis says that in Tchilas Abriya, in the Chet of Eitz Hadas, it says Ve'eva Oshis. It says right in the beginning of the Bria, when Adam and Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ve'eva Oshis, I will bring into the world Sina. I will bring into the world Sina between you and the Nachash, and I will bring Sina into the world Bechlal. And that Eva is the Siba of Churban Amigdash. Eicha Yoshva Bodav Ha'ir. Why is there such Sina between ourselves? Why is there so much Machlekes? Why is there so much Sina Chinam in Klal Yisrael? Let us repeat in Shvat Emes in Parshas Va'era and understand clearly what the Shvat Emes is telling us. The Shvat Emes said a muscle, we repeated it many times, but Varem Pshutim Nit Chazara. The Shvat Emes said a simple muscle, people working on an assembly line. We can associate ourselves with an assembly line. People putting together a car, people putting together any machine. Every single person on the assembly line adds another piece to the machine. One adds a big part, one adds a screw, one turns the screw. Everybody has his job. What is the end product? A finished car, a finished machine. Then comes one person that works on the assembly line and says, you know, I am better than all of you because I put in the engine. You only did this, but I put in the engine. Everybody understands that nobody will talk like that. Because everybody knows that in order that the full product should come out, one needs every single person that is working on the assembly line. And therefore, there is harmony between all these people. There is no kina and no sina. There's nothing, nobody is mekan at other person. You have that job, I have this job. Because everybody knows that his job is needed to finish the product. What is the muscle? That is the muscle. What is the nimshal? The nimshal is very simple. If we would live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, if we would realize that why are we here on this world? For what reason are we here on this world? You know why? We are part of a very, very large orchestra. We are one orchestra which is singing one big symphony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A symphony which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us down to the world to bring out Shira, to bring out the Avodah that every single Yid is supposed to bring out. And every single Yid that is in the Bria, from the smallest to the biggest, is part of this one orchestra. Nobody belongs someplace else. Everybody belongs to the same orchestra. And every single person adds a piece of music to this orchestra. So there's nobody that's dispensable. There's nobody that you can say we don't need him, because he, without him, there is missing something. And there is nobody that can say, I am better than the other person, because I make louder music than him. I have made a bigger part of the machine than the other person. Because we understand that we are all working for one matara, for one goal, for the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we would interest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there would be no Sinat Yisrael. That can't be Sinat Yisrael when our goal is to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bring out that music from the Bria, the music that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that should come up from the whole Bria, the Shira, the Kvayt Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants should come out from Klal Yisrael. If that would be what would interest us, there would no kina, no sinna. There wouldn't be any kina. There would be no ayin ra. we wouldn't have a bad heart on anybody, we wouldn't be mekana anybody, we wouldn't have no hate one to another. You know why there's Eva? You know why there's Chod Mamigdash? You know why Eicha Yashva bothered her ear? Because there was Eva in Klal Yisrael. Eva in Klal Yisrael comes because Klal Yisrael is missing the point, because we forgot that we are born in Lashem Alekeichem, that we are working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world. We have a matara, we have a goal, and we all are part of the goal. Nobody's left out, and therefore we have a hava to every single person, and we cannot have sinner to somebody that is working together with me for the same exact tachlis, for the same exact tachlis. It's impossible for a person to have sinner when he realizes that we are all working together. And therefore, forgetting that is what brings sinner. Because when we become simple human beings and we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of our lives, then there enters in our lives kina, sinner, ayin ra, all the bad midas, rachmana l'tzlam, that we find in Klal Yisrael. When we'll try to change our ways, when we'll try to elevate ourselves, and we'll try to remember that we have to grow, we have to change our way of life, we have to elevate ourselves and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to live a life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we integralize our interest in life. What can I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What am I doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? That is the talk that a person has to talk. That is the way a person has to think. The more a person will think that way, the more a person will act that way, the more a person will be elevated and become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we will do that, and we will become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we will become closer one to another. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha and v'ahavta le'racha kamocha are two psukim that are connected one to another. When we have Ahavas Hashem, we have Ahavas Yisrael. We cannot have one without the other. Because if we realize that we're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have v'ahavta le'racha kamocha. And if we don't have after that, that means that we don't realize that we're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it means that we don't have a after Hashem Alekecha. That's why the Halakha Kamaran says that after Hashem Alekecha and after the after Kamaran Mi Hashem are the exact same numerical value, because they are both equal one to another. One without the other is impossible. One is a Korah Mitzchon. One is a test on the other. You want to know if you have a Ahavas Hashem? Let me see where your Ahavas Yisrael is standing. You claim you have Ahavas Yisrael. Let's see if you have Ahavas Yisrael. Let me see where your Ahavas Hashem is. One is telling the other. There is not possible Ahavas Yisrael unless we elevate our lives for the goal of working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what we have to do. Let us summarize and repeat again the main point which I want we should go away with, is to remember that we are living in a Meiridike Eis Tzara. That we don't know exactly what's happening. And that then goes by a day with a sudden lull in fighting does not mean that Yeshua has come. It means just that the Nisyonos are bigger and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being menatzach to us. Are we going to return to our regular lives? Or are we going to remember that it's also Boike, the day has come, and we can use the day to bring the ultimate day? It has become daytime, and we can make it be a bright and lasting day, the day of Bias Mashiach. It is in our hands to bring Mashiach, in nobody else's hands. It's in the hands of every single Yid to wake up and see also later. It's daytime, and not to sleep until it will be again Vigam Loila, until it will be again nighttime. We have to be awoken and live a life that we should be able to be roi for Bias Mashiach. Live a life of tzipia for Bias Mashiach. Live a life of tefillah to be be'adaptish HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gula. And then we will be zoicha bekara of mamish. We'll be zoicha. If we will do what we have to do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if tevayum, if you will bring the skull, then boyu, then the tefillah will be accepted, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Gula seed of Amhera be Amen.